Well, I was on that minor road along my delivery route, a hunched up brown baker's coat that is my business suit. I saw a girl pale-faced and sad holding a small bouquet. Pulled up at the roadside and asked, "Are you okay?" She said, "I waited for my love all night and now it's nearly dawn. I knew he would not stand me up, oh, where could he have gone? Think it's time I took you home." Well, that was my advice. She climbed into the passenger seat and the cab felt cold as ice. Gave an address on the Brickhill Road and I turned the transit round. Shoulders heaved with sobbing, but she didn't make a sound. I squinted at the house numbers, oh, in the headlights glare. And as I glanced back round at her, well, she was no longer there. Windows were all misted up and my heart was filled with dread. I still had a job to do cause the van was filled with bread. I got back to the depot, told the foreman what I'd done. Chewed his lip and his skin turned white and he whispered quietly, "Son." That's one teen queen you shouldn't have seen. She should be in heaven, because I know she waits for me since 1957. Well, I was on my way to meet her, slicked up and looking fine. She was hit by a red double deck, one of the Midland line. So if you're ever on the morning run, well, look out and beware. Put that foot right to the floor if you see the phantom there. When it's early in the morning driving through the sticks, I'll leave that specter on the curb, all the ghost on the 666. The ghost on the beat, 666. The ghost.